I'm Kim Carson. I'm so happy you found my podcast, Conversations with Kim. Whether I'm having a conversation with a celebrity, an author, a history maker, record breaker, or the average everyday person, we all have a story to tell. And maybe that story just might change another person's life. We can learn so much from each other. Let us discover some of life's most valuable lessons on Conversations with Kim. Well, today my conversation is with Rick Kos, a.k.a. Svengoolie, which is a hugely popular TV show on MeTV. He's been doing it for over 40 years now, entertaining horror fans. And thank you so much for talking with me here today.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Kim. Are you ready for Halloween? Do you have a costume?
I am ready for Halloween. I usually go as a cat.
Oh, cool.
It's not real original. I have cats, so everybody expects me to kind of go as a cat. How about you? You just going as Svengoolie, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty much locked in. You know, especially most years, I'm out, you know, for the whole month doing appearances. And now with the virus, this is the first time in a long time that I'm not doing appearances. And that's kind of sad. I miss it.
Yeah, I imagine you do, because you get to meet the fans that way. I was telling a friend of mine who used to live in Chicago, and her dad was a guy by the name of Bruce Newton, who created Garfield Goose.
Yeah, I know that name, sure.
Yeah, and
you know, that's very cool.
You are very loved. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here from Facebook. But tell me all about, because MTV is doing this whole Halloween lineup of kind of classic favorites. It's going to kick off on October 30th. And there's even the Halloween edition of the Saturday night Svengoolie classic horror and sci-fi movie, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. So this is fun stuff. We really need this year especially, don't we?
I think so, especially with the fact that so many people are going to be spending, you know, Halloween and Halloween Eve at home. So on Friday on MeTV, we have Scream With Me, and it's special Halloween-themed episodes of all the different shows that we run, everything from, you know, My Three Sons right through The Rifleman. We have Happy Days. There's an Andy Griffith one that we're running that is really significant. It's about a haunted house, and Andy and Barney and Gomer have to go in to get a baseball that Opie lost in there, and he's afraid to go in because it's haunted. And that movie, said that episode was the basis for the Don Knotts movie, Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
No way!
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, and we go all the way through to, you know, later at night with Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock, and then the next day, right before my show, we have a special show called The Flintstones Meet Rockula and Frankenstone.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah, it's going to be on right before us, the hour before, and then I come on with what's really one of the very first Universal movies to combine more than one of the monsters. It's Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. And, you know, we always call those movies where there's more than one monster or a monster mash, and this was the very first one. And the unusual thing about it is that the Frankenstein monster in this one is played by somebody that we usually know as Dracula. It's Bela Lugosi.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's great stuff, and I think, you know, it's a way to help people still celebrate Halloween and have fun, even if you have to, you know, not do all the normal things you'd normally be doing.
Exactly. And, you know, this is like one of the first horror movies. I think it was, 1943?
Yes, that's correct.
And so, you know, how do you think, when you look at horror movies now, like, how have horror movies changed? And do you think it's for the better or for the worse?
It depends still on, the most important thing is the story. And with a lot of these, you know, they go overboard with special effects and gore, and, you know, they don't have enough of a story. It's just there to kind of shock you by showing you this gross-out stuff.
Right.
Those original ones, I love them so much, mainly because of the cinematography. People I've talked to always go, oh, it's a black and white movie, and they're disappointed. But that's what creates the whole scary atmosphere in those early Universal movies, because the lighting and the shadows and everything work so well, and they really create the mood that really sold the whole story.
What do you think makes for a great horror story? I mean, when you're talking about black and white, what immediately came to my mind, of course, was Psycho. I wouldn't have wanted to see that in color.
No, exactly. That's a very good point. Part of it is you've got to have characters that, first of all, the viewer is sympathetic with, that they will worry about what's going to happen to them. And then you've got to have whatever the menace is, it's got to be something that you would legitimately be scared of. You know, you want to make sure that whatever it is something that it's going to resonate with the viewer and make them think, wow, if that happened to me, I would be so scared. And I think that's what really makes it work. And as I said, the story is really important, the script and the way that, you know, it all works together. It's important to have a good story and good actors.
Yeah, there's something just about being scared. How did this all start for you, Rich? I mean, you've been doing it for 40 years. Were you the first Svengoolie?
No, actually, there was a gentleman named Jerry G. Bishop, who was a radio and TV guy in Chicago, who happened to be the, when they used to have live staff announcers at TV shows, he was the staff announcer on duty when they first started running horror movies there, and he started fooling around and created a character, first as voiceover, and then it became a full-blown video show, and I was just a fan of his from his radio and TV work, and I started sending him jokes, and he found out I was a broadcast student, and eventually I ended up working with him. And he was the one that decided that I should be the next Svengoolie. He had enough faith in me, and I was very flattered by that, that he said, you know, I could be son of Svengoolie at first. And then years later, when I was going to go on the company that I'm on now in 1995, he was the one, I was talking to him, and I said, you know, some people have said that, you know, even at the end of my first run that, you know, your son is Svengoolie, but who's Svengoolie? And I thought, maybe I'll try to shorten the name. And he said to me, listen, at this point, you're all grown up. Just be Svengoolie. Which was very flattering that he would allow me to do that.
Oh, man, what an honor. On Facebook, Jay Schwanky says, just tell him I wear my Svengoolie T-shirt every Saturday to watch him. I love Svengoolie. And Gene said, please tell him my husband and I watch every week. He's very talented. I can tell he puts a lot of time and works hard for every episode. Lots of research. Thank you so much for doing what you do, Rich. And another one, what's the deal with Berwyn?
Well, that's pretty simple. Basically, back around the time when Jerry was starting his Svengoolie show, that was when Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In and Johnny Carson used to make fun of beautiful downtown Burbank. And so he wanted something local equivalent, and he was looking around, and then he found the western suburb of Berwyn, where the main street at that time had mainly savings and loans and used car lots. And every year, they have a parade in the fall in honor of mushrooms, the Hopi Parade. And he said, this will probably work. And we started doing it, and the people of Berwyn loved it. And now it's caught on all over the country. So I continue carrying on with that tradition.
Yeah, Nick Natchi on Facebook says, would love to hear this interview. So cool. You get to interview Svengoolie. My parents watch it. He's 23. My parents watch it every Saturday night. Kayla wants to know, those rubber chickens, do they hurt when they hit you?
Let me say yes. Depending on who's throwing them, especially, there are certain members of our staff that I think try to take out their frustrations on me. And also, sometimes we have interns that are just so excited to be doing it that they don't know their own strength. So, yeah, I've lost contact lenses that way.
I love it. And then somebody wanted to know, you do like the photos and the drawings. Is there any way for them to get theirs on the air? How does that work?
All you have to do is you can submit it digitally at sven@svengoolie.com. And or if you really want to send it snail mail, you can send it to Svengoolie, care of Me TV, at 26 North Halsted, Chicago, 60661. The thing is, we get tons of this stuff, and as though I'd love to show everything, there's no way we'd ever be able to do it. We have to fill all 2 hours every week just going through all of it. But we try to show as much as we can, and I really appreciate it. I'm amazed by some of the artwork, especially that people make of me.
Wow. And, you know, I mean, when I'm looking at this lineup, My Three Sons has The Ghost Next Door. You've got to Leave It to Beaver. These are all Halloween-themed programming. The Rifleman, The Flintstones, Happy Days, MASH. The list goes on and on. And then when you talk about the Svengoolie classic horror and sci-fi movies, Island of Terror, Tarantula, The Devil Doll, it's Me TV's Halloween lineup. It's going to kick off on October 30th with Rich Coase, who is known as Svengoolie. You know, it's been so much fun talking to you. I didn't know what to expect. Thank you so much for your time today, and happy Halloween.
Thank you, Kim. It's been nice talking to you, and make sure that everybody will scream with me. You see what I did there?
I love it. Have a great one, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
Take care. You've been listening to Conversations with Kim. Reach out to me at www.kimcarson.online. On Instagram and YouTube, Kim Carson Now. On Facebook and Twitter, it's Kim Carson. Catch me hosting Kalamazoo Lively Arts on WGBU Television and hear me on the radio mornings 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. on myfm1065.com. Hear more episodes of Conversations with Kim at kimcarson.podomatic.com. Until next time, thanks for listening to Conversations with Kim.